Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Information presented is from internet or other news sources. Always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. And I'll tell you what, the way things are going right now, you better be watching your pennies, because the economy is not going to be all that good for a while. So you want to keep your eyes and ears open. But anyhow, guys, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network, and we've got a lot of stuff to discuss today. So, and by the way, we picked up a couple more members. I had people from Burma, actually Myanmar, want to join. And so I just sent them the approval. So now we have a couple more members to join our group. It's always free to join. All you have to do is just send us a request and we'll go ahead and add you to the group. And welcome to the group when you join. Anyhow, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. I know Michael Bejas, we have Victoria Smith, and of course, our good buddy, Mr. Stefan. Anyhow, we have a good time with Rascala Stefan, and he does a really good show, too. Actually, all of our shows are pretty good on the Trim Radio Network. But, you know, big shout-out for carrying the show. Also, a big shout-out to the University of Findlay. I've got a video on the University of Findlay. And we'll get to see what kind of like the life is on campus a little bit. And some of the interesting thing that goes on. It'll give you an insight. Because if your son or daughter wants to go to a good school, check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Check them out. And we've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Check out Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. If you're sorority, fraternity, college, university, business, high school, grade school, hey, just check him out at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. He does a lot of excellent work. I've got a pen by Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Beautiful, beautiful pen. Also, Michael Bejas has a couple. And, of course, we pay for them. I mean, you know, hey, we got to support Phil once in a while, you know? So, you know, check him out. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. Check them out, and you'll be glad you did. Also, we've got to talk about a couple other things. The Big Family Homestead with Brad and Chris out in the middle of Wisconsin. They do a couple of shows a month. Check them out on their YouTube channel. Also, the Deep South Homestead and Pecan Grove with Danny and Wanda King. They talk a lot about the economy and farming and so forth. Check them out. They're down in Wiggins, Mississippi. Also, we've got Southern Prepper 1, Dave Kobler. He talks about boots on the ground. Check him out on YouTube. Really good guy. I've known him for 16 years. Also, we've got Patriot Nurse with Rachel. Excellent person. Very smart. She's been a nurse in all different fields of nursing. So she talks about basically taking care of yourself and maybe some of the herbal applications you can use and so forth. Very intelligent person. Also, we've got Prepper Princess Amber Stork. Check her out. She's on YouTube. She also has a book. Buy the book. How to Live Frugally. It's really, really interesting on how she lives very frugally. And she's made herself into a millionaire. Also, we've got Dave Kobler. You've heard me talk about Dave Kobler. Well, Dave, Boy, am I messing up today. It's not Dave Kobler. Gee, it's Dave Gilmore. I've known Dave for a while, too. Why am I saying Dave Kobler? No, it's Dave Gilmore. And David lives out in Idaho. But he likes to talk about all kinds of things in survival mode. And he got me hooked on radio. And, you know, I talk about this every show. Whether it's Money and Change or My World, I still talk about it. It's wonderful. This is a Ocean 935G Plus with a Nagoya 771G antenna. And with this, I can go ahead and talk to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio, 35 miles away, based on my location. And I can talk to a repeater and get out 90 miles beyond that. And if the conditions are good, I can go a fur piece in Ohio. So it's a good radio. It really is. It's not the cheap bubble wrap radios that you get at Walmart or Costco. I got this at Better Safe Radios, and I love it. Matter of fact, I've got four of their radios. You say, what do you do with four? Well, with a license from the FCC, which is easy to get, it costs $35. Your license is good for your whole family. So in an emergency, I'm tongue-tied tonight, I can go ahead and issue family members their own radio, and they can use the license. They just have to behave and follow the rules. And you can always stay in touch. What happens if the cell phones don't work and you're not a ham operator? What do to communicate? GMRS radios work. Okay, they're worth every penny. So check them out. Of course, a big shout out to Dave Gilmore. He's got over 700 YouTube videos. That's a lot. And all of them are very interesting. So you want to check him out. Well, what else is going on? Colby at the Max. M-A-C-S. He's on YouTube. Check him out. He puts out a couple of really decent YouTube videos every week. And he talks about a lot of different subjects. He makes a lot of sense. And I believe he's also in Mississippi. I think he's in Eastern Mississippi. And very interesting. So you need to check him out. I mean, I check his videos out probably 2 to 3 times a week. And the same thing with David Kobler. And of course, then Rachel, you know, all my buddies on YouTube. So you want to check them out. Okay. Do you have your beverage handy? Have pen and pencil or paper? Are you ready to take some notes? Because I've got a lot of stuff to talk about. I really do. And it's been a crazy week for me. I've had to basically be a caretaker for somebody that had knee surgery in Cincinnati with one of the best surgeons in Cincinnati. And it's an interesting time of it. You learn a lot. Trust me, you do. Well, anyhow, what does it have to do with the economy? I can't wait to get the bill. Actually, they'll get the bill. I won't, because I didn't have the surgery. I just had to provide the transportation. But you know, insurance is insurance. They pay for some of it. Then they raise the rate. Even if you're on Medicare, you're going to have a lot of things to worry about. So if you're going to go into surgery, check with the surgeon. And you want to check with your insurance company. Make sure you've got money in the bank. Make sure you've got transportation. Make sure you know about your medications. And there's a lot of communication that goes on there. And by the way, we have N8OWV in the room. Hi, Jerry. And I'll tell you what. It's an interesting process. Any medical procedure is an interesting process with a lot of things to get in the way. Well, what have we got going on this week? Well, let's just see. You know, we talked a little bit about excuse me, I still got that cough. Some days are good, some days are bad. Anyhow, we're talking about, of course, Trim Radio Network. And here's our new website. And you can watch the video. You can pitch a show. You can do a lot of different things. And, oh, yes, collectibles. Hey, not only collectibles, but, hey, click on that. And if you click on shop, and it takes a while to load, but guess what? We've got all kinds of goodies. We've got short sleeve t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got money and change show short sleeve t-shirts. We have the money and change travel mug with handle. Of course, travel mug, you have to have a handle with that, right? Also, we've got the other coffee mug. One of these days, I'll have one that changes color and it morphs into maybe a $10,000 bill. Would that work? I don't think I want my face on it. Maybe Morgan Fairchild or something. Yeah, we'll put some. Maybe Lonnie Anderson. Who knows? Oh, that dates me. So, anyhow, a lot of different things you can get at the show by going to the collectibles section. Buy the merch, as Michael Behaus says. Buy the merch, because the money that we get from that goes directly into airtime for the show. We don't get paid. I don't think we all want to get paid either. All we want to do is help people out. And that's one of the reasons that we have this network. We cut the bull and serve the truth. So you want to check us out. If you want to contact us, click on the contact section. And it loads again. There we go. And you can go ahead and let us know. You can support us. You can call us. You can email us at info@trimradio.com. And you can tell when we're open. Okay? But check us out. If you want to do your own show, hey, it is easy to do. If I can do it, you can do it. Just as long as they don't have too many push buttons in the main program we use. Well, anyhow, guys, let's get on with it. Oh, we've got a lot of stuff here. If you go to our page, which is moneyandchange.com/financiallyprepped, on Facebook, you're going to see this Join Me for a Live Edition of Money and Change. And the topics are covered in the comments below. And it says comments. Well, you click on that and this shows up. And one thing I just found, we won't have time to go over it, but it is posted and you can click on that and it will take you to the article. Is I've been a retirement planner for 17 years. Here are the 18 biggest mistakes people make. So if you're going to retire now or in the future, check that article out. Also, what retirees should know amid uncertainty. We're going to talk about that. We also have a little thing about Trump pledges to prevent the U.S. Central Bank digital currency, the CBDC. Now, hopefully he stays true to his word on that. Because there's some problems with the CBDC because it's digital. It's ones and zeros. Can you hold digital money in your hand? No. Can you put it in a secure wallet? No, because a lot of wallets get hacked. That's a fact of life. What is your marginal tax rate? We're going to talk about Pepsi exec floats the switch to sugar. The red, white, and Bitcoin. Everybody talks about Bitcoin. And I've got a friend of mine on the West Coast, and boy, he loves Bitcoin. And I said, hey, can you touch it? Can you spend it? You know, you might be able to go to Starbucks and use Bitcoin to buy coffee, but not too many places take it. So what do you do with it? So we'll take a look at that. Well, let's take a look at the national debt clock. We're going to talk a little bit about never wear metal when you get an MRI. business and finance news videos. And of course, I've got a video on YouTube for the University of Findlay. And we've got Zero Hedge insurers request huge Obamacare rate hikes. We're going to talk about that. Oh, yeah, everybody has insurance, or if they don't, that's going to cause a problem. You have rate hikes, and now the insurers want more money. I don't think Obamacare was the best thing ever. But, you know, you can check us out right here on our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped, and you can join the group. So the only thing you can do in that group is basically check our page out. You cannot post business ads or anything like that. That is verboten. The only thing that we talk about here is the Trim Radio Network. But it's fun. So let's get on with it. Hey, man with metal neck chain critically injured after being sucked into MRI on Long Island. Now, how many of you have had an MRI? How many of you have had a CAT scan? A CAT scan is a big magnet, and an MRI is an even stronger magnet. Matter of fact, there was a report one time that somebody had left a piece of metal out on a desk in the same room, and they turned on the MRI, and it took this metal object and flew it right into the donut, the big magnet. And so they tell you when you get an MRI, no metal on you at all. It doesn't mess with fillings, but anything else, you're in trouble. So anyhow, this happened on Zero Hedge and said, if you've ever thought all those no metal signs around MRI machines on doors, walls, and even the waiting room seem a little over the top, well, here's your proof they're not. Today, a Darwinism, well, that's a big word. I guess the Darwin Awards are the most stupidest people, if you want to call it that, awards. Anyhow, a 61-year-old man was critically injured Wednesday after an accident involving an MRI machine at a medical facility on Long Island, or for those of you that live on Long Island, it's pronounced Long Island. According to the Nassau County Police Department, the incident occurred around 4:30 p.m. at Nassau Open MRI in Westbury, New York. Authorities say the man entered the MRI room without authority while the machine was operating. Dumb move. You could really get injured in those things. I had an MRI one time and my head went into that donut. And they said, look at the picture up at the top and just listen to the music that you provided through these special headphones. And everything will go okay. And then all of a sudden, it sounded like somebody was outside clanging two trash can lids together. And they'd say, hold your breath, and bang, 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 bang. Oh, it was deafening. The music didn't even help. But at least I followed their orders and did not have any metal on me when I was in that room. Because things can be dangerous. So I guess that guy, maybe he's going to win the Darwin Award. So just remember, that's what do they call that? I'm a loss for words tonight. So much stuff going on. Not Darwinism. It's, well, anyhow, you know what I mean. Okay, let's go on to insurers. Insurers request huge, or as Trump would say, huge, Obamacare rate hikes, many over 20%. Can you imagine that, taking a 20% hike? According to Mike Shedlock at MishTalk.com, there's the article, Medicare costs are surging ahead, and it's big leap coming. In Illinois, the BCBS Almost, I believe it looks like about 25-26% increase. Vermont, BCBS Vermont, and we're looking at maybe about 23%. Washington State at Centene, and we're talking close to maybe 22%. Georgia, we're looking at maybe 21-22% increase. Rhode Island, the neighborhood health plan, is going to be probably 21-22%. Texas, the big state of Texas, is going to be, it looks like about the same, about 21-22% increase for Obamacare. Maine, at Elevance, you're talking probably about 18% increase. Maryland's an 18% increase with Care First. Michigan, with Centene, I guess is what it's called, is probably going to be, my guess is probably about 18% or 16%. Minnesota is going to be a big one. Still the same as Michigan and Maryland, or Michigan, and that's going to be about, when I say 16%, maybe 17%, 18%. Anyhow, it's going up. And personally, I think Obamacare was a big bust. Anytime the government gets involved in insurance, really anything, the costs go up and up and up. The reason why doctors charge so much is because they have to hire somebody to do the paperwork to turn in so they can get paid. And the hospitals have to do the same thing. And that's why the prices are really way too high. You could go to a lot of foreign countries and get things done cheaper. And I've heard of people in Canada come to the United States for heart operations because in Canada they have to wait a long time to get service. And some people out on the West Coast, they like to go out to Thailand because they have really good hospitals in Thailand. And the cost is cheap. You pay for the airfare over and the lodging, but other than that, the care is a lot cheaper. And good. And there are other places too. Well, let's see here. The healthcare shock is coming. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal reports Obamacare insurers seek double-digit premium hikes next year. So if you buy your own health insurance, you're probably going to pay more next year, a lot more. So insurers are seeking a hefty 2026 rate increase for the Affordable Care Act. Well, that's not affordable, is it? Marketplace plans and the coverage known as Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, it's not affordable. It made things a lot more affordable. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois wants a 27% hike. And its sister, Blue Cross plan in Texas, is asking a 21% hike. The large ACA plans in Washington State, Georgia, and Rhode Island are looking for premiums to surge more than 20%. Now, the companies are saying the big increases are needed because of higher health care costs and changing federal policy, including cuts to subsidies that help consumers pay for plans. The higher premiums would come after years of enrollment growth and mostly single-digit rate increases in the Obamacare market, where individuals and families buy insurance for themselves. Now, some of us that worked in the government, we have a very good health plan, and, you know, I get reimbursed for all my medications. I have to pay cash up front, but then I have to go ahead and photocopy everything and send it electronically to my insurance company, and I'm reimbursed for everything within 3 days. Other businesses do the same thing. But when you're self-employed, that's a different problem. So you're going to look at things increasing. What else is going on? Oh, we have a video. So let's see what we're going to do with the video here. I got to get the volume up on this thing so you can hear it.
Any economists feared started to emerge in June's Consumer Price Index. Inflation reaccelerated last month, rising to its highest level in 4 months. That means the prices you pay for everyday goods and services ticked higher. And in some cases, that is due to President Trump's tariff policies. We saw price gains in categories like appliances, toys, clothing, and furniture, all goods that are heavily imported and therefore vulnerable to tariffs. Appliance prices jumped 1.9% in June. That was the biggest monthly spike since 2020, when Americans were locked down at home and investing in their living spaces. Plus, Trump's 25%, now 50% tariff on steel and aluminum affects products like washers, dryers, and refrigerators, pushing those costs higher. Meanwhile, toy prices rose 1.8%, and with about 80% of toys sold in the U.S. made in China, this category is heavily exposed to any tariffs on Beijing. And sporting goods prices climbed 1.4%. The World Trade Organization says nearly two-thirds of sporting goods imported to the U.S. come from China. The U.S. is also a major importer of furniture and apparel. Prices for both rose 0.4% last month. Now, it is important to note that price gains in these areas can be offset by declines elsewhere, but this data does point to growing pressure in tariff-sensitive parts of the economy.
And, you know, I was listening to Glenn Beck, and he was talking about, believe it or not, the companies are actually putting the costs, they're eating the costs for the U.S. market because they don't want to lose it. The U.S. buys a lot of product. I don't care if it's from China or Vietnam or Thailand, India. We consume a lot of things. And what happens is, the companies that are having these tariffs put on them by the U.S. government are saying, oh, we're going to have to eat it. So what are they doing to make up their money? They're turning around and charging other countries the money that they've lost in keeping the prices down for the U.S. We're a big consumer country. We don't really manufacture as much as what we used to, and we have to start doing that ourselves to be self-reliant. And if we're not going to be self-reliant, then we have problems. Just something to consider. Well, what else is going on here? Excuse me, this cough is an absolute bear. I don't know if you have had this cough that's going around. It was some type of a virus of some sort. Oh, what did I do? Oh my God, I hit the wrong button. And I can do my own show, trust me. I just keep hitting the wrong button. I mean, this is getting to be disgusting, especially when it goes to a different thing that you're not planning on doing. All right, let's see if we can get back to it here. Where's my button? Oh my God. You mean I've hit the thing? Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to stop sharing and then I'm going to go back to sharing. And hopefully we can get things going again. We're going to get there. Trust me. Well, let's get to it. Get back to the regular stuff. Trump pledges to prevent U.S. central bank digital currency, the CBDC. And this is Naveen Anthropoli, long name, at Epoch Times. And a central bank digital currency, or the CBDC, will not be allowed in the United States, according to President Donald Trump at a White House event on the 18th, promising to take legislative action to prevent such situation. And he said, I also remain fully committed to my pledge never to allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. Well, what happens if you have a digital currency? You can be tracked for everything you purchase. Everything that you do that involves money is going to be tracked. And they'll be able, through all of that data, to sell you things that maybe you are on the borderline of buying. It's a big data collection thing. And it tracks your money. Could you imagine at the beginning of the month, your funds are deposited and you have to use a plastic card to charge everything? Well, people say, oh, that's no big deal. We did that since COVID. No big deal. But then at the end of the month, you have to pay up. So you write a check. So you basically trade digital for paper. And you go ahead and pay your bill that way. But guess what? Out in the real world, cash talks. If you want to get something done and you talk to the right people, you say, well, what is the cash price versus using a charge card? They may tell you two different things. For cash, I will go ahead and do something for $1,700. If I have to charge it or put on charge, I'll have to do it for maybe $2,100. What's the difference? You're tracked, and that's with the CBDC coins. And basically, we ought to just have it on cash. Just my way of thinking, just greenbacks that are based or backed by gold and silver, precious metals. Because that's what the BRICS nations are going to do. That's Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, and 27 other countries. And when they do that, they're going to say, hey, this is how we're going to trade. And if you don't want to trade like we are, then you're going to be in trouble. And guess what happens to the US dollar? It turns into nothing. It's paper. Our fiat money is based on our gross domestic product and a few other things, but it's not based on precious metals, gold and silver. You have to have gold and silver. You have to base it on that. If not, you're going to have problems. And I follow this a lot. And it's if the BRICS nations go to a mixed bag of precious metals to trade amongst their partners, we're in trouble because our money's fiat. It's paper. And paper is not worth what it's printed on. That's the problem. Government has overspent the money. Over the years, and probably the last 40, 50 years, government says, well, we can just go ahead and live with debt because we're a debt-based society. How are you going to pay off your debt? You know, I go to Walmart and I see people at Walmart, and guess what they're doing? They're using a credit card. The lady in front of me today at Kroger's, she had over $250 in a charge for grocery, but she saved 60 some bucks. Yeah, put on a charge card. Hopefully she pays it off, because that interest will kill you. And you know that. I know that. But a lot of people just haven't been taught that way. Oh, Pepsi execs float they switched to sugar after Trump Coca-Cola announcement. First Coke, and then Pepsi. Well, anyhow, according to the guys at Zero Hedge, PepsiCo's top executive indicated on July 17th that the company may switch Pepsi sweetener from high fructose corn syrup to sugar, one day after President Donald Trump said Coca-Cola would soon be making the change. And the same journey that we have in foods, we're following in beverages. And this is a consumer-centric strategy. We're following the consumer. According to Ramon LaGuarta, and PepsiCo's CEO told investors on a call after being asked about Trump's announcement, if the consumer is telling us that they prefer products that have sugar and they prefer products that have natural ingredients, we'll give them what they want. So this is a journey of following the consumer, trying to be a little bit, maybe one step ahead of the consumer, but not too many steps. And it applies to both beverages and food. You know, a lot of people are saying, let's get back to natural foods. You don't find the Amish having a lot of issues related to food caused disease. But yet with a lot of us, you know, you have diabetes. It's a major thing in the United States. It's a big moneymaker for big pharma. And from what I've heard, high fructose corn syrup is part of the problem, and processed meats and so forth. Patriot Nurse would be able to tell you a little bit more on that. But I'll tell you what, the more I keep hearing about back to the natural foods, you know, eating the vegetables out of the garden and so forth, instead of being processed, it makes sense. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to grow a beard and wear a straw hat and a plain shirt with suspenders. No, I'm not going to be Amish. But I am going to get away from a lot of the sweet stuff. It's not good for you. And the more it's processed, the more we have problems. So you can check that article out. Oh, we got a little video here. 90-second tour, University of Findlay. Here we go.
Welcome to the 90-second tour of the University of Findlay. Enrollment is approximately 3,800 students, 2,500 undergraduate and 1,300 graduate students. We have over 80 bachelor's degrees, 11 master's degrees, and 5 doctoral degrees. The Griffith Memorial Arch. Walking through the arch during graduation is one of the oldest college traditions in Northwest Ohio. Old Main, the first building on campus, home to a variety of campus offices, including our presidents. Roy Gymnasium, home to our Division II men's and women's basketball, volleyball, wrestling, and men's and women's swimming teams. The Kaler Fitness and Recreation Complex. This building houses the Student Rec Center, the fitness hub of our campus. Campus housing. 8 traditional residence halls, ranging from traditional residence halls to townhouses and apartments. College of Business and Center for Student Life Building, home to the College of Business, our campus bookstore, and the Refinery, which offers multiple dining options. Brewer Center for Health Sciences Building is home to OT, PT, AT, and PA hands-on laboratory and classrooms, also home to our cadaver. The Virginia B. Gardner Fine Arts Building, home to Findlay's visual and fine arts programs. Also, our Mazza Museum, dedicated to the collection of original children's literature artwork. Egner Center for the Performing Arts. Egner is home to the bands, theater, TV studio, and communication classes. For a more in-depth tour of Findlay, go to our virtual tour.
Yeah, check them out. The only thing that they don't have on campus, which I wish that they would actually have, would be the College of Engineering. I think that would be an excellent thing there because they do a lot of different mechanical studies and so forth. College of Engineering would be great to have there. Well, so much for the University of Findlay. Check them out, www.findlay.edu. They're a very good school. Check them out. Well, we've got another thing here. Authored by Ben Byrne or Barney at Real Clear Politics. Bitcoin may feel futuristic, but when you peel away its digital veneer, it's just the latest chapter in a 2,600-year-old story of value, trust, and human dignity. Or, no, not dignity, ingenuity. And having reached record highs, Bitcoin has been making headlines as its nations declare strategic stockpile and corporate America embraces the new asset class. So why now? And the answer lies in a pattern as old as civilization itself. When governments corrupt a currency, people want to innovate their way to something better. Now, is Bitcoin going to be good? Well, the prices go up and up and up. You can go to take a look at cointelegraph.com. And we'll show a little bit of that here in a minute, but you can say, well, where can I spend my Bitcoin? It's ones and zeros. They're showing a gold coin there. But that gold coin might represent something as much as $20,000 a coin. Yeah, we'll check it out here in a minute. But can you spend it? It's digital money, ones and zeros. And like my friend out in Washington State, oh, it's great to have Bitcoin. Okay, go to Home Depot and try to spend it. Go to Lowe's and try to spend it. Go to Kroger's or Teeter's Harris and try to spend it. Go to Costco. Well, you might be able to do it at Costco, maybe. But I doubt it. I don't think Sam's Club takes Bitcoin. I don't think you could walk into a car showroom and say, well, I'll just use my Bitcoin. It's digital money. You know, we talked about Cointelegraph. You want to check this out. They talk a lot. Excuse me, it's that cough again. They talk a lot about cryptocurrency. Somebody said, oh, get XRP. It's $3.46 for one XRP. And I thought, well, wait a minute. It used to be so many cents. And then all of a sudden it got up and up and up. And I was listening to Amber Stork. And she was talking about XRP. And she said, at first, I made a lot of money with XRP. And then the bottom dropped out of it. And now it's back up. She says, I'm going to get rid of my XRP. I can't spend it. Bitcoin right now is $117,339 for one Bitcoin. If you had that in your electronic wallet and somebody went in and hacked the wallet and stole it, you couldn't track where it went. You would be out $117,300. Well, make it $291 now. And you wouldn't know where it went to. Well, gee, Stu, how do you know? Well, it's like this. Anybody that talks about Bitcoin, all you have to say is Mt. Gox, G-O-X. Because people had a lot of money, digital money, and suddenly Mt. Gox was full of digital money, and all of a sudden it disappeared overnight. They couldn't find out who stole it, where it went to, and people's electronic wallets suddenly became empty. I wonder if they have electronic moths that fly out of the the wallet. It's just ones and zeros. And it's difficult to track if somebody steals it. But you can see the latest news, you know, Sailor signals Bitcoin bias strategies stash climbs over $71 billion. Here's what happened in crypto today. High leverage trader James Wynn opens 25x long on Ethernet and 10x on Pepe. Experts say just a starting point as crypto week ends on a high note. Genius Act blocks big tech banks from dominating stable coins. Now that'd be a good one to follow. But again, it's just digital money. And here you can see things going through. Dogecoin is worth 27.3 cents. Steth and ADA, I've never heard of those. I've heard of others, but they're all digital coins. What are they worth? Well, we said Bitcoin. Oh, now it's back up to $117,324 for just one Bitcoin. Ethercoin is $3,764. I remember when that was pennies. XRP, $3.46. Okay, show it to me in real money. Convert it over to money so I can buy gold with it. They're saying you can do that with XRP and XLM. I'm not going to take that chance. Precious metals is where you need to be. If you have money, and like I've said to everybody, this is like, what, almost 16 years. Pay down your debt. Get out of debt as quickly as you can. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food, whether it's canned, freeze-dried, or whatever. Make sure you have your medications. You can also be able to purify and store water, 3 gallons per person per day. A few years ago, they said it was 1 gallon per person per day. Well, they didn't think about cleanliness and the ability that we have to drink water to survive. And people thought I was crazy on getting a Berkey water filter system. And they said, oh, that's way too expensive. It was over $200 for this, but it has 2 carbon filter units and 2 filter units that take out fluoride in the water. Now it's coming out. The fluoride isn't any good. And for a long time, they said, oh, it's great for your teeth and everything else. They found out that not really. It does more harm than good. And this is just coming out in recent studies. So, you know, Berkey has paid for itself. I don't know. I think I've had mine for, I'm going to say maybe 10 years. I've changed the filters a couple of times because they're good for a few thousand gallons of water. Now, I don't use it to bathe in, but I use it to drink. If I'm going to cook food and it needs water, I use the Berkey system. Alexa Pure makes the same basic thing. It's the same basic type of filter. But I take out, and this is the key, I take out the fluoride from the water because of those extra filters. And I think it helps. And there's a gland called the pineal gland that is supposed to keep it from calcifying. And we won't go into that. Maybe we can talk about it on My World. But you got APMEX, and you can use anybody. I use APMEX for one reason. They post the prices up front for gold, silver, platinum, palladium. They have live charts and so forth. But gold right now is $3,365.40. It's up $10.60. Now, every time people buy gold, they're hedging against calamity, and they think that there's a calamity coming up. Silver's $38.43. It's up a penny. But I'll tell you what. 10 years ago, when I was buying silver, it was something like $15 for one coin. Now it's $38.43. Platinum, $1,445.30. It's dropped $35.80 with platinum. Palladium is only in Russia, and they use that in manufacturing processes. But you can check out things on, I don't care if you use APMEX, silver.com, I don't care. Just do your research. But pay down that debt first. Stop paying all that interest. Pay down the debt. Buy some long-term food, put some money aside, purify water, make sure you got a good first aid kit, make sure you got your GMRS radios, make sure you've got those blue tarps for your roof in case you get a leak. You know, be prepared. That's the thing that I'm trying to get across to people. And if you say, well, I don't have a fund where I can put my money, I don't make that much. Well, take $5 a week and put it in a special fund. Don't touch it. If your car breaks down, you have to have repairs. The money will be in that fund, but you have to take and put it in there. And you can invest the money if you want to and get a percentage on it. But do your money wisely, okay? All right, what else is going on? Well, let's see here. Tariffs affecting prices. Let's see what this one is.
Many economists feared started to emerge in June's consumer price index. Inflation reaccelerated last month, rising to its highest level in 4 months. That means the prices you pay for everyday goods and services ticked higher. And in some cases, that is due to President Trump's tariff policies. We saw price gains in categories like appliances, toys, clothing, and furniture, all goods that are heavily imported and therefore vulnerable to tariffs. Appliance prices jumped 1.9% in June. That was the biggest monthly spike since 2020 when Americans were locked down at home and investing in their living spaces. Plus, Trump's 25% to now 50% tariff on steel and aluminum affects products like washers, dryers, and refrigerators, pushing those costs higher. Meanwhile, toy prices rose 1.8%, and with about 80% of toys sold in the U.S. made in China, this category is heavily exposed to any tariffs on Beijing.
Well, guess what? We talked about that, didn't we? And she stuttered over the same thing. What happened to the one I was going to talk about? Well, it's not there. Oh, well, she's just been zapped. Well, you can check this out on our website, on Facebook, MoneyExchange/financiallyprepped. Check under the show. What is your marginal tax rate? And this is done by Ann Johnson at Epoch Times. And it's a good article. You really need to take a look at it. The highest tax rate you'll ever pay on your income is called the marginal tax rate. And the United States has a progressive tax system, which means that different tiers of income are taxed. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody was just charged, I'm going to say hypothetically, 10%? Or I'd love it to be 5% on anything you buy except food and medicine. You get a 5% tax. That would be great. And everybody pays it, whether you're a millionaire or a retired person like me or somebody that works in a factory or whatever, you're going to pay 5% on everything except food and medicine, and well, medical treatment too. Think about that. The U.S. wouldn't need taxes. We've got so many taxes now. I think there was something like 90. I have to get a list of taxes and put that up on our Facebook page. The taxes you pay during a lifetime, I believe it's 90. for most people. Man, that's crazy. Where does the money go? They say, well, here's a tax for this and a tax for that. Show me where the money goes. And they say, well, it goes here. It goes there. Show me the money. Show me the numbers. I don't want my money going out of the United States. I want to keep it in the United States. Show me the money. Well, what else? Well, I'll show you the national debt clock. $37,128,628,000,000 and flying. That's $108,274 per citizen, and the debt per taxpayer is $323,052. And I don't know about you, but I don't have that kind of money. So, what do we do when we overspend? Well, then we have to pay interest, don't we? Because it's a loan. We pay money and more money and more money. Where does the tax money go? Who's pocketing the money? I'd love to find out what that is. Who's doing it? Well, anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for this show this week. Sorry, it was a little convoluted with the coughing and problems with the videos. But anyhow, guys, I'll tell you what, check us out every Sunday. We'll be live right here on the Trim Radio Network. Check out My World on Wednesday. We talk about anything there. We have some fun, and there's some comedy there too. I don't do the comedy. I'm really not a comedian. Some people say, yeah, you're a comedian, all right, but I'm not. But check us out on Wednesday at My World, and we'll have some good discussion and some comedy there. Also, watch your money. Watch how you're spending your money. Be frugal. Live beneath your means. If you don't need Netflix, don't get Netflix. Some people said, well, how much do you pay for your cable? I told them the number. They went, oh, God, that's a lot. Yeah, it is. And I told them, I said, I'm looking for something different. And they said, well, how about Starlink? It's only $300 for the equipment and this, that, and the other, and so forth. And I thought, well, it might be a decent deal. But then I found out that they're also paying for other services. It might be cheaper than what I'm paying. And if it is, I'll have to switch. So anyhow, oh, Jerry was saying, yeah, about real estate taxes. Yeah, I mean, you know, you buy your house, you buy your land, and now you have to pay tax on it. You've bought your place. So why do you have to pay taxes? Something to think about. So much different things on money. Well, anyhow, so much for money and change. We will see you next Sunday. Make sure you bring your pen and paper. Check the comments below to see the stories. Have a good one. Talk to you later.